In a way, aren't we all Spartacus?
It's Flicks and That with Steve Newell.
Steve Newell.
Hey.
Have you recovered from the movie marathon, mate?
Yeah, I think I bounced back from that late yesterday.
Did anyone have any like vintage tangy fruits or anything cool in there?
We were given pretty strict instructions about not bringing in outside food. It is a cinema, so that's kind of a standing instruction. On the front door...
What?
On the front door, they've got a sign like, don't bring in outside food and
oh,
drink.
Oh, shit. I haven't been in a while, to be honest.
And, you know, like, it's a tough business being a cinema. You don't want... If you're making scant money, you don't want people burning your delicious array of vegan...
Was Hugh Sunday outside on the barbie, like, cooking patties?
No barbie, but I had a few good Hugh Sunday encounters.
How did he look by the end?
His best look was probably wearing... pulling on some black latex gloves and just getting ready to clean the toilets about halfway through the marathon.
That sucks.
He was very proud of his handiwork though, so I think he took pride in that sort of 4 a.m. cleaning session.
Did you do any pit stops to Carl's Jr. for maybe some kind of cookies and cream shake?
No, what I do, I did a there's quite a good takeaway next door, so I did a fish burger from there. And then just lots of coffees.
I love fish burger actually from takeaways. It's one of my favorite things to get from takeaways.
Like, you know,
I don't even ask what kind of fish it is.
It's a frozen fish. Let's face it, but
it's dead.
It's still a good feed. I ignored my own instructions and advice and drank beers during the marathon. But that was good.
If you get past the first couple, you
know. How many hours did you sleep? Would you say?
I started dozing quite hard in the second to last film. And then in the very last film, about 20 minutes into that, realized that I wasn't really awake at all, and it seemed like a good time to leave.
Cuddling up to a
stranger.
So
I didn't quite make it to the end, but hey, you know, that's not the end of the world. I saw a bunch of good films, but guess what? I can't talk about any of them because that's part of the deal of the 24-hour movie marathon is not divulging the titles for reasons that range from illegality of screening them to... Probably just illegality of screening them.
Sounds like a massive hoax.
Yeah. We just all sat in a room
and did crosswords.
So. But back to the people bring food in. There was one individual who had
will not be named
two or three extremely large plastic containers. Like we're talking like maybe things that you might move house with, or almost big enough to put records in. And she'd brought this huge array of snacks and was boasting to people like, oh, anything you feel like I've probably got. Bounty bars, Snickers. And,
how did she get past the queue?
Yeah, how did Hugh Sunday not see her come in?
Is it the fishbowl magic trick? Did she come in like an old man?
Maybe stack up the plastic crates with an overcoat on them and pretend it's an adult human being. Anyway, it was a really good time, but yes, I can't say any more than
what
it was
she
a
charging?
Good time.
Was it free?
I think she was just charging Think That I'm Cool was the price there. I heartily recommend anyone diving into this next year as it was bloody good fun. Now, in completely unrelated news, there's a film coming out on Boxing Day called The Peanut Butter Falcon. And it's the sort of film that I never in a million years would have chosen to watch were it not for work responsibilities. It's the story of a young man with Down syndrome who escapes from his care facility with the dream of becoming a wrestler. Now, on the way, he runs into Shia LaBeouf playing
Perfect.
A troubled man on the lam.
I think I've seen this preview.
And on paper, that sounds like a heartstring-tugging... desperate attempt to make you feel something movie of the week, and you know what, I just thoroughly enjoyed this movie. It took me by surprise. Have a check out the trailer. Leave your cynicism at the door on this one.
Is there quality wrestling in there?
Oh my god, Jake the Snake Roberts is in the film.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Have you seen the documentary where he comes back? It's
I haven't
so
caught
good.
All of Jake yet.
Oh bro, oh man, I'm all in. What's this movie called?
It's called The Peanut Butter Falcon.
Fuck yes, Jake the Snake.
Jake the Snake Roberts plays a wrestler who's does some wrestling. So it's, you know, he's really stretching his range in this.
He's great, Jake
For
the Snake.
For someone such as myself who is not a fan of Shia LaBeouf, will I be able to?
He just said Jake the Snake, and no, I look, said it.
It's totally fine. 10 minutes into this film, I literally turned and said, "I forgot how fucking good Shia LaBeouf is. I don't like him."
Why?
Because he's a.
He's,
I think it's
a,
because
such a good sport.
I think it's because he brings so much of an off-screen kind of diddleness to his persona.
Right.
But dude can act.
Yeah, too many. I mean,
he's all in.
I will watch the odd Transformers movie, but I just can't handle him from watching those.
I feel like I've stopped saying that though as well.
Look,
I was thinking about Transformers, and I purposely didn't say it, and I probably should have given you that look. I apologize for that, everyone.
I'm still trying to figure out where to see. He's written and stars in a film called Honey Boy, which is a semi-autobiographical tale of a child actor whose dad kind of cracks the whip on him. And by watching the trailer for Honey Boy, you'll sort of recognize some quite LaBeouf characteristics from the kids that play him. Or, sorry, play the young actor. But LaBeouf plays the dad in this. He's playing his own father. And this looks like it's going to be real bleak. At one point, like a kind of 20-year-old version of this young actor is in therapy and yells at the therapist, "The only thing my dad gave me was pain, and you're trying to take that away from me?"
It's going to get heavy. Is LaBeouf a method actor, by the way? Is he one of those types of...
Don't know. But he seemed very invested in his kind of scumbag role during the Peanut Butter Falcon, when at one point Dakota Johnson was giving quite an impassioned speech and he was just standing there staring at her chest. So he gets into the role, I think.
Sounds good.
Other than that, there's not much out this week. Frozen 2 is smashing the box office. Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker opens next week, so it's pretty quiet on the new movie front.
Is there any sort of inclination how that is looking? Have any critics seen it yet?
No, it's on lockdown until the media screening is next Wednesday, so I'll come in here probably dressed as, I haven't decided, I might come in here dressed as C-3PO next week, or...
Did it just go Frozen?
Or maybe one of the space horses from the trailer for Rise of Skywalker, and then we head off to the media screening after that. But you can see this weekend there are sneak previews of a new Guy Ritchie film that has Matthew McConaughey as the head of a weed empire who tries to get out of the weed business, and of course action comedy gangster hijinks will probably ensue after that.
What do we think about this Adam Sandler attempt at being serious?
This is something I'm very, very interested in. We just saw today that's coming straight to Netflix here.
He's starting to look more and more like De Niro.
It's a film called Uncut Gems. If you caught the film Good Time at the International Film Festival a couple of years ago, it's from the same dudes. Sandler plays a jeweler who kind of just gets mixed up in stuff. A fast-talking jeweler in a gritty drama.
He's done some other dramatic stuff. What's like mid-2000s?
But not on this level.
His Paul Thomas Anderson film's great.
What's that?
Punch Drunk Love.
Yes, Punch Drunk Love. That's real good.
But I think the reviews of this have been awesome. I look forward to seeing that. It's a shame we don't get to see it in a cinema, but I look forward to catching that on Netflix next month.
Oh, interesting.
Okay. Uncut Gems. You could probably log into Netflix and probably save that to your watch list now. On a slightly different tangent, you could also see Greta Gerwig's adaptation of Little Women this weekend. And speaking of Netflix,
is that the climate change girl?
That's the one that should be making films. Netflix have a film, The Two Popes, that's going to be streaming in a couple of weeks' time. You can check that out this weekend if you want. It does sound like a buddy road movie with maybe a kind of Thelma and Louise, but with two popes. That'd be the movie I'd want to see, but this one is not that film. It is written by New Zealander Anthony McCartan, who just got nominated for a Golden Globe for the screenplay. So, yeah, there you go.
Cool.
That's some stuff.
Comprehensive.
That was a good one. We got through it.
As all heck.
Hey, thank you very much, Steve Newell.
Catch you next week. And I'll spend the next week trying to figure out my
Star Wars,
my uncomfortable costume to watch a movie in.
One movie that played at the 24-hour film festival. The Room, definitely. Shoot that man.
That is actually a good call. I reckon they probably did.
There is one thing I'm prepared to divulge.
They've got that on lock.
The music video for Phil Collins' Against All Odds from the motion picture Against All Odds.
Okay.
Did Take a look at me now.
No, we know. Yeah.
Okay.
No, you're right.
Can you cue that up?
Hit it, John.
Real auteurs use star wipes.
That was Flicks and That on 95BFM.